Okay, hi guys. Okay, so we are today. We're going to take things a little slower. I feel like I've been rushing through things a little bit the last few shiurim. We haven't really read so much inside, so we're going to try to do a little bit more of that. And on that note, we're going to already start looking at Goros. Getting back into Gittin, right? I haven't done that in a while. And the Mishnah Daf Pehei starts with the discussion about what you actually write in a get. Okay? And we want to sort of attack it from a couple of angles. One is, right, what exactly does it say? What's the implications thereof? And number two is, right, how important is the, you know, the actual content of the get, and how much is the get there for, you know, for, let's say, giving things more of a concrete status, but not necessarily because, right, where the most important part of the get is what's exactly, how it's formulated, let us say. Okay, so this is exactly what the Mishnah deals with. Like, gufo shel get, harei mutaras l'chol adam. That's the Tanakama. So the get says, you're mutaras, you're mutar to anybody. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, v'din dehevi lechi minai, this should be to you from me. Sefer Tiruchin, a sefer of a severance, vigeras shivukin, and a letter of leaving mint, viget pturin, lahach, lemahach, levintzava, lechol gvar de titbayin, right? You can marry anyone you want. And gufo shel et shechor, harei mutar, harei bas chorin, harei at la'atzmech. Okay? Okay. So what's really just interesting, right there, right? What's this machlokas? Why do we have a machlokas about what should go in a get? Right? You can argue there's, you know, well, people different gear cells, but it sounds like there's something important going on, and the Gemara agrees. But the way the Gemara formulates it is actually surprising. A priori, what would you have thought? What might you have thought? Anytime you have an argument, right, you have an argument here about how to formulate a get, you would can either have thought it's an argument about Geirushin, right? Or you can argue it's like a shtaro, more of a shtaro, it's a general problem. Right? I wouldn't assume that right now anyway, but that's basically that is always an option. I would have assumed here that we're dealing with a Geirushin problem, right? Sounds like it. It sounds like right, Gufo shel get, harei mutar l'chol adam, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, right? Vidan this, the heavy lechi minai, v'chulei. So the Gemara in this at least posits Rabbi Yehuda Omer v'din dehevi lechi minai sefer tiruchim yigeres shivukin b'may kamiflegin. What are they arguing about? Rabbanan savri yadam shein mochichos havdin yadayim v'afagav d'lo kasav la v'dan. Even though she didn't write this, it's nonetheless we can assume that it's a get, right? That this is what's the other option? The other option is that it's a testament to the fact, right? It attests to the fact they got divorced, but it doesn't actually divorce her. Right? It's like it's proof, but not an actual get. Okay, sort of like a shovar, which is a like a receipt. Mucha milsa debahai gita kamigarishla. Even though he didn't write this, the Tanakhama thinks it's so clear that he means to be megarish with this get. Rabbi Yehuda savar yadayim shein mochichos lo havyan yadayim, and Rabbi Yehuda thinks that yadayim shlo havyan mochichos. That means, let's say, a handle or implications that are not explicit, are not considered to be clear or sufficiently clear. The time of the cause of love, vidan, de muchamilsa de bahai gita kamigarishla. Since it says vidan, since it says this, says Rabbi Yehuda, then you can say, oh, well, clearly he's using this piece of paper to be megarish. About lo kasav of love, vidan, but if he didn't write this should be a get, he just says, you're divorced, right? Amri bidibura girsha. He means to divorce her verbally. Vishtar araya ba'alma, right? And the shtar is only araya. Okay? Now, the pashtas, right, is, in Achanan, there's a machlokas in many places in Shas, between, do we require you to say it very explicitly, or is a clear implication sufficient? Right? Yadayim mochichos is a shasig. Yeah, it comes up several times. The problem is, as follows, okay? One is we don't like that because it just doesn't sit well. In the Mishnah, they have machlokas about gershin, about get, And then suddenly we're saying that, no, it really has nothing to do with Gerushin. It's entirely external. Number two is it's a shasigya, right? So it would have to align with other cases of Yadayim. Now, obviously, there is some an element of Yadayim here, right? There's definitely a question of, well, it doesn't say Zeh. Can we assume that it means, right? When he says Harayat Mutaris Chaladam, does that mean you're Mutaris Chaladam because of this, which is your get? Or is it just something general, right? And it's just saying, oh, you happen to be Mutar because I said, you know, we're divorced. But there sounds like there's something more going on here. An additional reason to argue that is the following, right? Ibayilahu, be'inan vidan, olo be'inan vidan. Do we require lemaisa for it to say vidan or not? Now, the machlokas in Shas about yadayim shein mochichos is never actually resolved, okay? It's an ongoing machlokas. Be'inan vidan olo be'inan vidan. Do we require it to say vishta or not? Da'atkin rava begiti, ich planya bar planya patar v'tarech yas plonisa in to say, he divorced his wife. The havis in to say min kadam dinam yoma dinan ula olam. Right, she was his wife up until now. V'ilu vidan lo kamar, Ravas never says vidan. Okay, ula temeh kulehu mi kamar. Did he say the whole list of things in the Mishnah? Ela be'inan, hachanan be'inan. Right, he says, no, that's a terrible proof. And then it seems to say that we would require. But what's interesting is who's asking this. Tosus points out two things, two problems, right? There is a Gemara that talks about our situation as a proof to the question of Yadayim Mochichos. Okay? And the implication here is that we're arguing about Vidan, the Lashana of this, right? It should be your Sefer Krisos. Ubereish Nedarim Mashma de Pligi Biminai. Biminai, right? That they're arguing not about the question of should this be the get, but who's doing the divorcing? I'm divorcing or someone else is divorcing, right? There are two important things that Rabbi Yehuda specifies. He says, Hare Mutaris Chaladam says, you're divorced, right? Hare At Migureshes Mimeni Bishtar Zeh means you're divorced from me with this get. Okay? He's adding in two pieces of information explicitly. So the Gemara Nedarim talks about the addition of the fact that he's divorcing her from himself and not, let's say, from someone else. Or testifying that she got divorced from her husband who was someone else. Okay? Dilarabanan havyan yadayim afogav dilo ksiv minai migureshas deinada migareshes chavera. The omeri dibitravaihu pligi. Okay? So the re answers this question. He says, no, they're arguing about both, right? Why? Because they're arguing about the general concept of, right, our level of clarity that is required in a shtar, let's say, or that's required in order for a legal formulation to go into effect or to be effective. And the Ri says that in both cases, right, both you need to say, they're arguing about whether or not you say you're divorced from me and whether or not you need to say you're divorced with this get. Visham mefurash, mefurash velotikshi, visham mefurash, and that's just clear there, and it's in a Hanami, we didn't spoil everything out. Okay, and now he has an implied question. He says, don't ask, which means there is a question, right? But I just think there's an answer. V'lo tikshi la'abaya, da'amar hasam yadayim shein mochichos havyan yadayim. Don't ask, according to Abaya, isn't yadayim shein mochichos yadayim? U'besamach armar Abaya, lo lichto vidin, shema l'shufr d'sharaka amar hachi. Okay, Tosa says, wait a second, I don't get it. Abaya over there, meaning in Adarim, says, Yadayim she'ina mochichos havyan yadayim. Okay? Now, why is that so important? Because what's he asking over here? He's implying here, he's wondering whether or not we do require you to say vidan, meaning vizeh, which the Gemara wanted to say meant yadayim she'ina mochichos lao hevi yadayim. But Abaya explicitly says that we hold yadayim she'ina mochichos have yadayim, meaning that you don't need to be entirely explicit, right? Implied clarity is sufficient. So what's the din, right? Why is Abaya asking it all? So Tosel says, nah, because he's asking because of the sugya and because of the general shakal of Atarya, but, or whether he's asking because maybe you want extra clarity. So for Tosos says fundamentally what's going on, right? In Echanami, the machlokas here is really just an application of the general machlokas about the level of necessary clarity in a shtar and in a legal formulation. The Ramban, however, doesn't say that. What does the Ramban say? Yesh lefaresh. Dehadi ibayalan hacha ba'inan vidan olo. Hainu lomar im havu yadayim mochichos below vidan. The question isn't yadayim mochichos or not. The question is, you definitely need yadayim mochichos by a get. Rather, what? Maybe you need yadayim mochichos in order to and for a get across the board. Kitiruta the rabba v'halacha kerabanan. O dilma tamad rabbanu mishum dolo ba'inan mochichos v'halacha kerabihuda. Divada ilav mishum plugtayu dahasam ki pash chidid yachad rabba v'halacha kerab. He says, it doesn't really sound that way in the sugya, but I could have said the whole sugya is arguing not whether or not you need yadayim mochichos, but of course you need yadayim mochichos, and the question is whether or not you have it. Mihu, right? Vada mishum di yadayim mochichos plugtahi b'shar duchti by level of pashe. Says, clearly though, even if this is an application of yadayim shen mochichos, okay. Nonetheless, this wouldn't change our opinion about the broader question. Why? I don't get it, right? If it's a question of yadayim mochichos, it's a question of yadayim mochichos. If it's not a question of yadayim mochichos, right, but of something else, then I understand why it doesn't apply to the rest of the sugya. Right? Those are our two questions. Either you obviously need yadayim mochichos here, or even if you don't, right, the question of yadayim mechichos by gittin is not necessarily going to be applicable to other cases. So what's pshat? Okay. Now looking back at the Gemara. What's the problem? What is the lack of clarity here? Right. What might you think? If you don't say, I'm being divorcing with this get, time of the kasav la vidan, the muchamilsa, the bahai gita kamigarishla, right? Lo kasav la vidan, amri bidibura girsha vishtara raya ba'almo. Okay? You might think that he was migarishar bidibur, and the shtar is only a raya. Now, within Rabbi Yehuda, right? Say if I say shtar zeh, shtar zeh. If I don't say that, I might have a case of us thinking that what's megarish? The dibur was megarish, and this is just a raya. Okay. Now, if you look at the lashon of harei mutaras l'chol adam, in a certain sense, right? It does kind of sound that way. It's not so clear that you're divorcing with this guy. Okay? Now, if you think that you definitely... So we'll give two things. If you think that this machlokas is distinct from all other cases of yadayim mochichos, the question is why, right? And if you think that there's clearly... that here, actually, you definitely need yadayim mochichos, right? Once again, you have a question. So one thing is you can say is that by Gerushin you might have a higher standard, okay? As you see from the whole that whole back and forth in the bottom of Pehei Mabet, where we really do seem to require that the Gerushin and the get need to be beyond all potential iror, right? It has to prove beyond the shadow of a doubt that she's Megureshes, such that he can't later come in and argue against it, which we'll get into a little bit. That might be a fundamental part of the get. That's again all into the whole krisis binon idea. But here I just want to talk about, focus on the other side, which is to say that maybe we can really take that, the yadayim and mochichos isn't such a problem. All right, let's say we go crazy. Let's say we say, if lo kasav la vidan, if you don't say gshtar zeh, right, amri bidibura girsha, right? That's our chashash. What if I said in a chanami? Sort of, obviously. What do I mean? It's a little crazy. All right, what's the one big chakira we keep? I've brought up a few times. I think it's a very, very good one. I say so myself. About a get. Like, what makes a get tick? What's the main function? All right. Think, right? Let's say I came along and I said, no, but dibura girsha vishtara raya ba'almahu.
As in, when he says it, it breaks the relationship. That's the breakup, and that's notifying her of the breakup.
Right.
Like the formal versus practical.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. The formal versus practical component idea. Right. We saw a few times that there's a metach between the possibility that a get creates the gerushin, or the get is the tool by which you effect gerushin. Right. How much is the get a formal legal divorce document, and how much is the get a manifestation of his intent to get divorced, right? Now, obviously his intent to get divorced, let's say he said haren migureshes without a get, obviously that wouldn't work, right? Do you remember the Sefer HaChinuch? Remember the Sefer HaChinuch all the way in the beginning of the year. So the Sefer HaChinuch said, right, that if you divorce without a get, you're over on a lav. You're over on an assay, sorry. Right? It's usher to divorce without a, what does it mean? Right? So it sounds like, he said also it wouldn't be chal at the end of the day, but it sounds like fundamentally the divorce is, right, the breakup, the divorce, the harem mutaras l'chol adam. The Torah says that you need to do that bichtav. Right? You need to have a why. So says the Sefer HaChinuch, because otherwise you have no proof, right? It's not known that it ever happened. If you really take that seriously, then maybe, right, our chashash of yadayim she'enu mochichos, maybe you could, it sounds like the get is only a proof to the fact that he's divorcing her, or he's divorcing her by giving her proof that he's divorcing her right now, is maybe a potential implication or a way you could read it if you think yadayim she'enu mochichos, lo hevi yadayim, maybe, who cares, right? The whole implication of yadayim she'enu mochichos is that the alternative is that you could read in something different, right? Yadayim she'enu mochichos says, oh, you said harei mutaras chol adam. Yeah, but I could read in as that's a proof, right? I'm saying you're mutaras chol adam, and I'm proving it, but I'm not actually doing it with this shtar. If you think that the get is the megaresh, right? The get is the legal formal construct which creates gerushin, then what? Then okay, right? That's a real problem. That's a huge problem. And in fact, right, how would you formulate that in the get itself? I would say, right, vidan dehavi lechi minai sefer tiruchin, right? This get, this is my igeres pturim, right? My shtar, my gerushin, and it's going to be Megareshas, right? But if I think that who's Megaresh, not that the get creates Gerushin, the Baal creates Gerushin, the only way he can do that is using the get, right? He can only effect it via a get, but he's the one who's being Megaresh, meaning what? There's a breakup, there's a Shiluchin. That Shiluchin needs to be accompanied or accomplished via a Shtar, right? It has to be done Bechtav. You need to written down breakup. So Harei Amutaras Chol Adam is that, right? Because he's breaking up with her, they're breaking up, they're naturally dissolving their marriage, and they're doing it with a shtar, with ktsav. Right? So this, I think, is actually a perfect case of that chakira, right? Do we if you hold Yadayim She'enu Mochichos Lo Hevi Yadayim, then you can read Harei Amutaras Chol Adam as fundamentally, I'm breaking up with you, and this is a ksav of that, or right, to prove that, and that would still be okay, right? Because that's gufa, exactly what gerushin is. The Baal is the megaresh, and he must do that via shtar, right? But they're really two separate things, right? The shtar is a tool for the breakup. So the breakup is clear, is mochiach. On the other hand, if you, right, take the Rabbi Yehuda's position, then I say shtar zeh hevi get, because otherwise, right, it implies that I'm divorcing and not that the shtar, the get, is divorcing. But Rabbi Yehuda Gufa holds that, right, yadayim she'enu mechichos lev yadayim, okay, maybe, or he holds the get is what creates the gerushin, right? Meaning, is gerushin a formal process or a practical process with formal trappings, with a formal, right, structure? Then we have the perfect chakira of, does the get actually need to say, I am a get and I am divorcing? Or does the get need to say, you are, right, you're divorced, our marriage is over? So I think that kufa is the machlokas between the Tanakama and the Ri. At least, according to the reading of the sugya that I think is most logical, according to, let's say, the Ramban. And then suddenly this question, this very abstract question of Yadayim She'enu Mochichos, actually gives us a very solid reflection on the question, the very specific question of gerushin, right? So on, in a Hanami, there's still an element of Yadayim She'enu Mochichos, right? Because we only are getting into this issue on the assumption that we care about the mochichut of the lashon of the get. But once you get past that stage in the Gemara, right, even though the Gemara isn't so explicit about it, then we can imply that in order for us to accept that, even though it's not mochiach, maybe in a chnami, right, he's megarish, and the get only is the tool to do that. Okay, so we came from is we started with like a very general, let's say, meta concept of to what level do halachic formulations that are going to trigger a chalos need to be beyond any obscurity, and the Gemara really seems to take it in that direction, but because of a few anomalies, we actually realized that this reflects very, very strongly on the nature of a get, right? So it came, it turned out from being a very technical sugya to actually reflecting on the deeper mechanisms of gerushin. Okay, shkach. And next year we're going to continue with the rest of the sugya of gufo shel get in terms of harei amuteres chol adam. Do you actually need to write that? Is there something critical in that formulation, or is it really? Is it really more or less just a guideline and, you know, the implications thereof? Okay. Yeah, thanks for coming.
Thank you.